is live.
Aunt Bertha's always there.
Aunt Bertha Snow. And there's no mistaking that huge, bloated shape.
Yeah, I'm just really happy to never see her. Not even for Halloween, not even for the end of the world. You never see her. Man, that makes me happy.
Ponderous and elephantine.
No, that had to be 96. I was typing the date, I thought I had it wrong, which means I have to yank it off the air, redo the credits, and then put it back on.
And why would you be having to do that, Mike?
Because on the little tape, on the little presentation, says 93, and I think friend Pedro's right. I don't think it was that early that we did that particular.
But then why would it have a false signature?
Oh, because I put it there earlier this evening. I was looking at notes.
I made a momentary attribution. Who knows? Maybe you were right. Sometimes they say your first impulse is most likely to be the accurate one.
I agree, and I don't know what to do. Caller, what do I do?
I don't know.
What do I do?
While you add a note to the case, you slip a note on the
carapace that
says it might be a different identity. That's all you need.
Eat the oatmeal. Okay.
Ethiopia meal?
It's really good oatmeal.
It's
real oatmeal. It tastes like radio waves.
The nectar that moves your blood. The coffee that
the blood is moving. Oh, I got the most wonderful book on blood-eating creatures today.
You did? Like those tiny bats that come in and give you rabies?
And little drawings of bats on horses?
Wow, I didn't know they were that
silly. I meant to bring it. Oh, and I'm going to bring the armored car book. On armored cars, and it's these gorgeous things from the 20s and 30s. Look like cartoons.
You can trust your armored car to the man who wears the star.
I'm into foxes and ferrets and they have some wonderful canards from France that are
wild.
Those are kick-ass modern NBC sealed, CBS sealed country movers, you know. I almost bought one once. It was restored British ferret. A four-wheeled, small-calibered, lightly-armored observation car.
Yeah.
Somebody had made one street legal and was selling it at a surplus store. And I actually had the money, and I thought, what if you'd be stopped every half block? Because it had a big 30-caliber machine gun. Oh, it was a great little thing.
Well, no doubt it was. And I had an Irish male, and that was a wonderful conveyance.
A kid-sized one. Yeah, I love that thing.
We used to
go get on a hill, and you'd lean way back, and as you went down the hill, that thing was just like... And then you could just barely steer it with your feet.
Right,
it was
right.
A child one. Right. You said you had an adult one, or you knew of an adult
one.
Well,
I knew of one. I saw one in a shed, an adult-sized one. A piece of rusty ironmongery. And yet, at that stage, in that long ago day, it would have been possible to restore it, and maybe somebody did.
Yeah.
I restored the coffee by putting it in the oatmeal, and then the Red Fox record wasn't funny anymore. It sounded like Bill Cosby with a flat tire.
Well, the foxes are the newer variant where they're sealed up. The foxes were actually used quite a bit in the last two as Racky Wars because you can seal them up and use them as NBC CBS detectors. And so they usually...
CBS detectors.
Americans bought them for that reason because they're very...
ABC
they're very
NBC.
Efficient. But we don't use the armed version.
Hello, are you
they're
there?
They're made by in Germany.
Caller, are you there?
Can artists from France, and they make some really nice...
Did you fall into the caller pool?
They
make like large-size armored cars, sort of like the Rhinoceros, which is an Israeli-made, South African-made troop carrier that will deflect blasts of the kind that you find in Uzbekistan right now.
The thundering hooves of the...
Well, you can destroy anything. If you can make it, you can destroy it. That's what people do. Like churches.
Well, what is destroy? You can't really destroy it. You can't destroy anything. You can just rearrange it.
Stupid's Day. All these church things coming up.
It's not really destruction. It's just rearrangement in a less functional way.
Yeah. As molecules fly apart.
You can't really destroy matter. You can only rearrange the molecules. Make them more...
Okay, here we go. Rearranging
accessible.
Your brain as you listen to the show.
Well, I mean, theoretically, you could move it into a different dimension.
Painless.
You could
you
take
feel
your
a thing there, colors.
Memory stuff. Is completely wiped.
But you can call 844-425 to engage in the dimensional sidestep. It's kind of like a dance.
It's better than the Aztec two-step.
Down the hill.
Montezuma's Revenge over the years.
Ah, yes.
Years of Montezuma's Revenge. There's a good idea.
Yeah, the Green Apple Quick Step was the old...
The Church of the Subgenius had its own revenge. It was called Michael Pepe. He's listening right now.
Okay, watch this. Watch this now. You will see the camera.
He's going to make big faces. He's going to block the door.
You will see the camera actually make faces at you, and then you respond.
Now, why would it be after making faces at you? I think you need to calm yourself down. There's your seeing bogeys. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing supernatural.
Anyway,
there are no such things as ghosts.
If what you say is true, then what do you call that right there? Look at that hideous beast.
Oh, my God. There is
a face. That foul monster, that hideous, dangerous beast. Look at him there.
He is out there.
He's horrible. Help. Help. He's attacking.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
He's even making it do things to itself.
It's solarizing. He's actually affecting the quality.
He doesn't know how to do that, and it's making it have a sideways interpolating reaction within its own molecular structure.
Is anybody getting this down?
Ah, there. He wanders off into the night like the other.
This is the good part, because he can't hear us.
Dark. There he goes. Aimless, wandering, abandoned, hopeless.
Where the fair moon is bright.
Man, if I were that listener, I'd just kill myself.
I would.
Goes a traveler.
Why hang around for the painful end?
Why waste the air when others of us deserve it and need it more?
We could use that air more.
We can use it more than
that breath he just took. I could really use.
Because, see, I've been reducing my carbon footprint for some time now. I've only been breathing half as much. And I could use some extra air from someone else who's already breathing too much.
Bob Nelson?
Well, I think he's stopped breathing. Is he here? Is he actually called in? I heard him just a couple of days ago. Hey, there. Oh, there. Back in there, right?
Yeah. Well, he's underneath your...
Looking under the hood, eh? Gonna kick the tires and see how she is. Because, we've got to power up the show with any kind of power we can get our hands on.
What are you looking for?
Power sources aren't...
You need a power source?
Looking for a place to put my bag.
How about that static power?
Scientists have better maps of distant Mars than the moon.
That's what I'm going to use. Energy power.
But standing wave inhibitor. Bring the standing wave inhibitor in here, and we will... align it with these grid patterns over here. There, see. Okay, now it's aligned.
Chandrayaan.
And as such, you hear the music start. It rises.
In ancient Sanskrit.
Oh, yeah, there's the show. It's all shiny and nice. It's in color now.
Launched from the Sriharikota Space Center in southern India.
After that feedback loop.
Space Center in southern India.
Yep, right into X-Day.
Southern India.
Okay, so
it's
now,
2-year mission.
Sound effects. Where's
to
the
lay the
movie
theater?
They have sound effects.
Movie tonight. Wandering through an earless wax movie theme.
Yep.
Mapping not only the surface of the moon,
waxing,
but what lies
waxing
beneath.
About our lost lunch.
India
and
joined
our broken thermos
shaping
bottle.
Up as a 21st century space
this
race
is the
with
broken
Chinese
thermos bottle
and
of
Japanese
our dreams.
Craft
shattered,
already in orbit around Earth's moon. The United States, which won the 1960s race to send men to the moon, is providing key mapping equipment for India's mission.
This is the old melancholy show. Ah, yes.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up in there. Don't be blue. Are you fearful? Foolish fancies, maybe.
Okay, now, while he's singing, he's got...
You know,
here, have another bottle.
I'm in love with you. Get your hands off.
Here, take this bottle. It's not... It's for you.
Every cloud must have a silver lining.
You don't know the difference. We spiked it heavily with alcohol.
Wait until the sun shines through.
Wait, that was rubbing alcohol.
No.
Oh, too bad. The old gummer. Look at the old gummer.
The old gummer.
A penny for the old gummer. Well, I guess...
Such a sensitive show.
Well, we get long in the tooth, are we not allowed?
It's a show that cares about
fun of ourselves.
That's why we We beseech ye, call us now at 510-848-4425
even such
and tell us
is time
why,
which
why,
takes
oh,
in
why,
trust
why,
our youth,
why,
our
why,
joys
why.
Are all we have.
You are listening
and pays
to the
us
show
with
at
but
this hour.
Earth
why,
and
oh,
dust.
Why?
Who in the
we
dark
promise
and
not
silent
to launch you into the collar pool
when we have wandered
this time.
All our ways. Shuts
we'll give you the appropriate
the story of our day.
Floating device. You can lounge away in the deep end with your fellow callers.
But from this earth, this grave, this dust, my God shall raise me up, I trust.
That's what you get for trusting.
On the spaceship of the sex goddesses. Higher still and higher from the earth they springeth.
With
like a cloud of fire,
caressing
the
us
blue deep
thusly.
They wingeth. And singing still dust soar, and soaring still dust singeth.
The perfume of the tentacles.
Divine.
Ah, yes.
Those tentacles are slapping against you.
Yeah, and they're slathering and slithering in their slimy oneness.
And you'll just love it. Because they send chemical signals which make it impossible for you not to.
You can't help but release humor pheromones.
The complete synthesis of bestiality, of exo-bestial, human, alien, hybridization.
Multi-orifice.
Mongrelization, fornication.
Multi-orifice,
the abomination
yes,
of
I mean,
desolation.
Yes. As foretold in Revelation.
And a Hollywood sensation. But we need to...
So wait no longer.
Yes,
call now. Take advantage of this amazing new offer.
Will
call
not be down. Repeated. Not sold in stores.
And not stored and sold.
To get yours, write to Amazing Offer. 517200 Rhode Island School of Design Terrace, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Or call now.
9203-2979.
Really?
Or call now at 510-848-4425.
That's
where you will be put live on the air.
848-4425.
And made fun of relentlessly.
Yes, 848-4425 is
you
the
see these guys?
Number of radio station. It's like, 848-4425.
I like the afros.
The they software that are they turns really all the show hosts into, that we've been
my
into
poor eyes can no longer resolve the sight of the tiny dancing females here in the studio. They're lip-syncing in
look,
lingerie.
Look, they're a threesome.
Everything comes to
there
amazing.
Is a rock video with a dancing burning man in it.
I'm sure there are 20 of them. I remember dancing burning man comics.
But now it's computer animated in rock
yes,
man.
Yes, probably looks pretty cool.
It actually does. It dances gracefully.
Yeah, there's the music. I mean, they're not really even singing anything. They're
lip-syncing in the grand tradition of Michael Jackson and Arnold Stang.
And they got that Robert Palmer, the little Robert Palmer bit with the guitars.
Yeah, right.
Guitar hero.
Where's this goon coming? What's he in here for? Get him
yeah,
out
yeah, why
here.
Is there a big oaf in the middle in front of the
for?
Dancing
know,
girls?
Doesn't he represent
get
the entire
dunce.
Audience?
Creep out.
Isn't
dunce.
He like every
we
guy
want to see
who
the
watches
girls.
The video wishing he
we've
were
got
here?
This huge bozo standing there.
Yeah, what does he need to be there for? Get rid of him. Kick
and
him
now
out
look,
of there.
The babes are all over him. Oh, I tell you, there's
God,
no justice.
Man.
This is all wrong, says
this
the
is
show
wrong.
People.
This is wrong. But that part is right.
Yes, now that we're back with
one
girl.
Just one girl?
Well, it's a...
Or is it three girls?
No, it's a,
more
yeah, a bunch
girl
of
than many could deal with, I have to say. And they are making synchronous movements with their
yes,
shapely,
they are synchronically moving.
Limbs.
Yes, and it causes But the guy is finally gone. They got rid of him.
I'm glad. I didn't like that big oaf here in the middle of the girl's best efforts. Well, got any more videos like that?
So what about, they're
incredibly
here in the video room at the show, we have our own little video.
The spirit is willing, and the flesh is
weak. Pretty amazing. We have special chairs we sit in.
It makes one wonder what even the purpose of such a life is. Why
bring in the drink tray
to the
custom waitress comes in here
and leave
dispenses the drinks. And the, oh, here we are.
Well,
not
here
just
we
drink.
Now, what was
because we're not just drinking. We're eating
like
food. We're eating
organic
food.
It's a psycho rock, a freakadelic groovatronic.
Earth Mama.
What is it doing here? I'm not sure. I,
you know what happens.
What are they doing?
Near the
AI.
Wake up with your girlfriend. And
spitting red pellets.
I'm sure it happened to me. It was just so
long ago. I don't remember.
All the life. I don't
so, in the modern world, the first thing you do is go hold job application seminars for new
girlfriends. Yeah.
And you want to make sure the girl you're looking for is like at least 20 years older than you. So let's look.
Older than you.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
It went by so fast. How did they pay for this? How did these little urchins that pay for this thing?
For this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
And how did it come the girls don't notice that these are two brats that here?
Yeah, but they're like two kids.
They're too busy being cute. Doing this.
Yeah, enjoying yourself off abundantly in here, and light is fading now.
Those children, they can't even take advantage of what those... Those amazing
it's not
people have to offer.
Well, they might be stimulated into forward thrusting
atmosphere.
That one is like
there are some hot
miniature
bangs,
Lenny DiCaprio there. In fact,
they do have a few
I'm
of the.
It was. I don't
the
know
ladies
it
in
made.
This.
There's even a great fall down person. They use just a little bit of her fall backwards. Yeah, it's fun to edit.
Oh, they're not even looking at the girls now. They're reading magazines.
Well, it's what you do when if you go to Hollywood and you look at these guys 20 years from now. That's
now
what you do. It's pretty
pizza?
Boring.
What a
so how'd they pay for
Pizza
all
Boy?
Oh no, Pizza Boy dancing with the girls over there in the uniform.
Yeah,
this
finally
is
Pizza Boy got
out
some.
Of order. It's
so how they
cannot
how'd they
become
this. Is what I don't understand.
Somebody
these
put a stop
to
this. This is just not to be. Pizza Boy makes this situation all right, the best deal. And where is he anyway?
Oh, there,
gone.
She falls.
Yeah.
That was great.
And they left it in.
This is wild.
Owner of the... this is really
why
lame.
Why did urchins run out of
this
the
is
they
so
achieved there.
See, they ran out
and
before the bills
Aunt Bertha,
came.
When she was younger, comes and picks them up.
Hi, boys. I'm Spons.
Hi, Mom.
How was your day today?
Boring.
Yeah, just another day in eighth grade.
Just another day. If that, it's more like
if only Aunt Bertha knew.
Leg day. I wish I was thinking like that.
Well, some kids had all the luck. What can I say?
I listened to an Aunt Bertha thing where Timmy was found a rattlesnake.
Oh, the sting
of
death.
The sting of death. Yes, I listened to that one. Timmy found a baby rattlesnake, and Aunt Bertha said, "You're going to have to take it outside and kill it, Timmy, because it can. Things that are evil can cause sin to grow in the heart, and the sin will grow and be a bigger
kill
and bigger
the snake
thing, which will penetrate
Please
your soul, your
me.
Very soul."
Aunt Bertha's, what is it, Family Time? The one you mentioned on your show last night,
great.
I have a copy of that.
Sing
I have that album.
Aunt Bertha,
yeah, Sing Time.
And finally, here's what happened. Here's the sad thing. One day, so Billy didn't obey Aunt Bertha. He took the snake and kept it in a box in the barn.
What a humanist.
And one day he came out and Spot was dying in the road, all swollen
there,
up.
See?
What's wrong with him, Aunt Bertha?
The devil.
Oh, something has killed him.
An evil snake.
An evil snake. A serpent of Satan.
So Billy turned against snakes forever.
So Billy realized You know, he had to go out there. I must go out there and actually kill
so
the
snake. So it wasn't
snake
even that
time.
Snake? It was just a snake?
No, it was the snake.
The snake,
one that he
broke
let
loose.
Kill
it was roaming
loose
through the countryside. Oh.
And
like
it had
Satan
gone in and killed.
World, wandering
Satan
around like a lion.
Killed Spot.
Whom to devour.
Killed Spot.
Spot.
And finally.
Man, did you screw up, Billy?
Finally.
You spot in heaven, Aunt Bertha.
Finally, Billy went
no,
in to
Billy.
Kill the snake and. Worse than that, what? The snake what? Bit Billy,
ah!
And Susie was there. So Aunt
oh,
Bertha asked Susie to bring her a butcher
yeah.
knife, and she sliced Billy's snake bite open and sucked out the poison. Because Aunt Bertha was very handy like that. Aunt
that
Bertha
was delicious, Billy.
Sucked the poison out of Billy's wound. His slathering cut open wound. And then she dressed his wound.
You know, this videotape we're about to listen to, she gets sexually excited about it.
Oh, we,
yes,
we,
Aunt
we
Bertha, I was such an. It was lasted for 20 minutes, too.
Yeah,
I was very,
the,
very enjoyable and educational. And actually, she saved Billy. But
yes,
not
did.
From the horrible lecture she gave him at the end about Satan and sin.
That's right.
And he can become so close to Satan so easily, Billy.
She is such a wonderful person. She just cares.
Satan can
other
get
people.
Into your heart like a little thing,
and her
Billy.
Minions of little shrill voiced kids who.
And when Satan's in your heart, other people can get hurt. Like Spot got hurt really
behind
bad this time, Billy.
Let's go poke
he's dead.
With a stick.
Demon.
He's dead. Now you
a
go out there with this stick and poke Spot's
mouth.
Body open until it reveals its hideous internal gases. There. Now that's better. Now I want you to bury Spot. And I want you to bury him with this stick. You can't use a shovel. You have to dig the grave 6 foot deep with this stick, Billy. No!
And focus on eternity.
So start digging, Billy. I don't care if you have been snake bitten.
The grave of Spot.
You will dig that grave for Spot or I'll beat you, Billy, with Satan's rod.
Satan's dog-like
face. Billy was beaten for 6 weeks digging the six-foot grave of the six-inch Spot.
The six
there,
inch
that's finally, Billy. I'm glad you're finished. Now you can have your supper. I've built you.
Nobody
I've
ever
fixed
told
your
us
favorite.
We were children.
Phineas Narco wrote a beautiful Aunt Bertha episode.
He did?
Yes, that was pretty good. But,
and he'll be there at the five-hour show.
That's
he will?
He will.
Yeah. Excellent.
I wish he would bring that.
So next week
is all Halloween.
So next week
extended
our Halloween show.
Yeah, it's a five-hour Halloween show of spookiness.
But is it a puzzling evidence show?
Well, it's the over the puzzling evidence of the Edger.
That's
oh, it's
right.
A combined show.
It is
yeah.
A hybrid.
The hybrid will run on hot air of all kinds.
Ah,
you'll just love it.
Over the puzzling edge of
evidence.
Death.
That's the one.
Yeah, over the puzzling evidence edge.
It could be, and you could be there listening to it.
Let's just open up the
find
some more spooky shows.
Put this block.
Make sure you can
put this block.
To the Spookadelic Spookorama.
Yeah, that'll be. So the show next week will be real spooky, is one aspect of it. So when we play our music, we'll play spooky music.
Yeah,
right?
And little skulls and fires.
Yeah.
Horror.
And we'll tell another Aunt Bertha horror story.
Yeah, and scare everybody awake at this hour. And they'll be so scared they'll pull little covers up over their heads.
Your
turn
flesh
the radio off.
Will creep your heart, will bump your nerves.
Okay, we're
going to
unlock your mind.
Eyes.
And we're going to send the kleptomaniacs in.
And
to your
steal
mind.
Everything
steal
everything you nailed down.
That's right. So get out your psychic hammers and nails and start hammering.
You realize,
come, there's
of course,
a snake.
These experiments are
damn snake.
Highly illegal. This snake is a resident of the
See, what
area.
We're doing with the snake is pretty much the equivalent of the tingler.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tingler
I like that.
The tingler just
looked like a spine.
I like the tingler was caused by LSD.
Yeah.
The only way
he took
you can
he took the LSD, and then your butt tingled watching the movie. I don't get that part.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that part.
So if somebody in the world takes acid, my butt tingles.
That tingles.
What kind of world is this?
It's a world.
I'm almost glad McCain's going to be president and Sarah Palin's going to be vice something.
When that happens, you can depend on it.
He's not?
Obama, no.
Don't bum me out here at 4 a.m. I'll have to tell everybody what station we're listening to.
I'm sure you know it's KPFA.
They know because we're so politically oriented. They know it has
radio
to be.
Radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, and of course on the internet at KPFA.org.
Yeah. We go now.
94.1.
Man, this is a really stinky microphone
radio dial with KPFB.
Get out of there, man.
In
what are you doing in there?
And KFCF in Fresno.
Somebody's been putting this microphone cover in places it shouldn't go.
And KZFR in Chico.
Hidden, dark, dank, stinky places.
On the
slimy places filled with horror and
KPFA.
Tumult. Tumultuous.
Yeah, that's it. Can I have some of that 67 tumult Gruyere?
Yeah.
Can't be too much tumult down in the...
So the Mr. Ed came over last night and got some mystery trailers.
Did he shoot off the TV?
A horse, of course.
He was shooting just with his camera right on the computer and TV last night.
Of course, with the flames.
And using those images, I guess. I haven't seen the thing. I dropped off
the bunch of... No, I gave him, the thing I got from Ivan Stang, which had... 80 horror trailers, horror movies, all your famous, with all those astounding, terrifying, never before seen in the human by the human eye. Yeah, terrifying, tumultuous. That was one we saw last night.
I love it, the way they are animated and appear on the screen.
Yeah, I love those splash screens.
But I kept thinking, if the thing is so huge, then it should be killing you before the end of the word.
Ooh.
If it's so amazing. But the words just kept coming, so I thought, the monster's not that big.
Yeah,
it depends on what monster you're talking
that.
About. Some monsters
remember,
are big.
The trailer is the best part of the movie, is what I would see.
It depends on how they edit it. Sometimes a superb trailer...
First they make the trailer, and then they fill out the trailer with the other scenes.
And when American International Pictures were churning them out in the 50s, first they'd make the poster...
Yeah, first they make the poster.
Then they'd make the trailer. Then they'd make the movie.
Yeah. And that's the way they develop the story along the way.
That's right.
At one time in L.A., 80s, there were big floods. L.A. just flooded like crazy.
Beautiful.
My friend Biff
flood
and his friend
terrace
were called by Crown International.
Was that like El Nino times?
Crown International, who made the stewardesses.
And Galaxina and the hideous sun demon. So he and his buddy were called to clean out their warehouse because it was flooding. So they
ran and
a little bit
you.
Of their stuff made it to their place. But boy, all the uniforms from Galaxina, went in his truck. And I have the workup of the poster for Hideous Sun Demon and a couple of those.
Oh, those are the Hollywood collector's
really hideous,
items.
I don't remember him being that hideous. Oh, 848-425 and 5 generic code.
Hello.
If you want to talk about something.
You have a
one
demon fixation.
Come on in here. Come on in. Don't mind that
some
toll
people
bridge.
Should stay out of the sun.
Some demon.
Come on in here.
Others,
sit over here.
The hideous sun demon.
He just called it.
Too much solar exposure.
It's not much, but
caused the emergence
you
of
there,
his
you're
demonic
to.
Self. And the result, when it did occur, was terrifying.
Really?
Well, that's the way they made... The
That's
exciting motion picture, The Hideous Sun Demon.
Hideous Sun Demon.
Starring Maximilian Hideous.
I thought it was just like the slightly abrasive Sun Demon.
Slightly abrasive? Obnoxious office cut-up Sun Demon?
Yeah. Exactly. The too many yellow sticker pad using Sun Demon.
But that's like the
too many different shapes.
It doesn't clean the microwave oven.
Yeah, too many sizes.
Every different sticker pad shape.
Yeah, and
no
color.
Completed
and
projects.
Color.
Sticker pad.
And no completed projects.
Okay. Yeah.
Lots
of notes.
Look, that's the guy we give the projects we don't want to be finished.
That's going
to
be on Friday
night. The ones that need to go on for
month after month
with no apparent end in sight. Poorly managed projects. We give them to that guy. Everybody knows it's the kiss of death. The project will die. Projects that we really want to just be able to pay homage to, but not really complete and have to live with later, Those are the ones.
Not too many Amish live in the area, but that demographic is changing. But we pay homage to the Amish. Yes, we do.
They're a hard taskmaster.
Really?
They keep our hard scrabble alive, a hard one.
And they make wonderful cherry pies and maplewood furniture. Yes,
they make that maplewood, but they
do that singing and dancing. And
they harden it with the souls of dead Gentiles.
Oh, your souls just roll.
Really, is that like a Bobby thing? Like the little Bobby souls?
A Gentile to an Amish is every other, you know, every other.
The outer races.
The outers.
The non the others, the sharers of the covenant.
They call them the Othern.
It is the will of Landru.
And those, they should be shunned because they're of the earth and have no knowledge of the higher things. And so thusly must be shunned. Because their kind will always turn to Moab.
Moab, eh? Where the Moabites come from? Where is bdellium and the onyx stone?
Really? I just love this song. Because we used to sing it in summer camp, you know, in church camp.
Oh, yeah, you showed us this one.
Yeah. It always bears listening to again. It's just a beautiful song, don't you think?
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. But
and the tension between the two verses is just stunning.
Yeah, I don't understand that thing.
I think there's a lot of backstory there. Stuff's already gone on that we don't see. And whoever's shooting this is just taking advantage of that, you know, setting up little troublesome scenarios.
Huh. Well, it's been seen about a million times.
A million times?
Such enthusiasm. In the mad whirl of the dance.
You could tell that things would become this corrupt.
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I don't want to
leave. I think you should go to higherpraise.com.
No, I just refuse to go.
Because there you can download Dr. Gene Scott, A.A. Allen.
Oh, no.
Maybe not Dr. Gene Scott, R.W. Shambach, all those crazy old preachers.
Shambach.
Yeah, remember him?
No.
Oh,
great name.
He had a really great
accent. Are these guys in Texas, Oklahoma?
Gather around.
Just regional, but all over the place. Tennessee, you know, Virginia.
Yeah, that's a fertile ground. Tennessee had some wonderful guys, too.
Yeah, all over.
That's
Illinois.
True. Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, well, the first one.
Except California.
Well, they're
California
here.
Was
they're
the reprobate
state.
Though.
They're
not Bakersfield,
nearly as. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
in Fresno.
And they're not.
They're
I mean, you go to the South, you really feel Madeira. It. Here, it's kind of like, feels like everything else, like a TV show.
Yeah, it's just like. Here,
it's
you
not
know.
The same thing as going into outside Kingsport.
That all,
and
that all
like
is. That type of
revival.
Stuff. That type of stuff is looked on with derision here.
Yeah,
it's for the
everything
it's for the plebes, you know, those ones that come below us,
yeah.
who aren't as good as us.
Yeah.
Not us, not us per
not
se.
Not us. Yeah, no.
Because I know I'm not as good as us.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're
I can
not.
Tell you
I'm
that.
All confused. I'm not sure what I'm supposed
and,
to.
But I'm not with us anyway. I'm with somebody else. I'm with a different group.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm
now
with them.
This is the.
I'm with them.
You are?
Okay. Yeah.
And she's with them too.
She is?
Yeah.
She's. She going to break that table, isn't
yep.
she?
Yep. I love this one. Yeah.
What's
she,
the point?
She was brave enough to put her entire experience on. You know, I just thought that's why I watch it. She also, you notice, gets 1.5 million hits in just a few, you know.
I fall off a copy table. You might want to fast forward to the end.
Oh, dang,
that's got to hurt. That hurt a little bit.
Ouch.
That hurt.
It's this part I love. It's just her going up.
The recovery part.
That
yeah.
hurt.
She recovered. Does
she's
she get up?
Okay, yeah. She's like, oh, man.
That hurt where it hit her, though.
Your nice song is ruined now, ma'am.
Is she going to get up and recover from that?
Yeah, she actually gets up and turns off the tape. Or the camera. I keep saying tape, but there's no tape anymore.
How's the Montgomery Flea Market doing?
Scarlett Takes a Tumble reaction video has 200,000 views.
200,000?
I'd like to see the reaction to that thing from some people.
Oh, there are a couple there.
Yeah. She hasn't recovered yet. She's just laying
there.
Well,
that was quite a fall.
That was a pretty good fall. That didn't. She didn't go the way I thought it was.
Oh, God. It was almost like a cartoon.
It looks like they're in a hotel room.
Going straight down.
They are.
They're in a laundry room. I mean, you can see stuff in the back.
A hotel room. See, that's their suitcases and stuff.
And she never once says any bad words.
That's
except moments after, maybe. But except if God's a bad word.
Now she's getting up. Good for her.
I like how she did that. Then she put it on YouTube. Yeah, and it's got, there are places that get 1.5 million hits watching her do this, so pretty funny.
Well, all's well that ends well.
That really hurts, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really hurts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
One's reach should exceed
she
one's
did.
Grasp.
That's pretty cool, though, she put it up there. But
yeah,
now
exactly.
It's gotten where that stuff gets propagated to sites like FARC and other places, the sites that are always looking for weird. That's where they're getting a lot of the hits. They're not getting them all on YouTube.
They go to embedded someplace else.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know, that's the fun of it. They get spread around, and that's why I'm going to put up the little guy bonking his head at the cycle site by itself.
Yeah.
Oh. Because those things, people love those 5-second.
Like, I know. They just like to watch.
And also, then
I
people
was reading
steal
this one guy who
there.
Doesn't do anything but watch like the amateur fighting. The guys that film other people fighting.
Yeah.
It's like just slugging away at each other. Like, oh, this is like. But then the same people watch UFC and those kind of fighting shows too. You know.
Same kind of people that call 844-45
in the middle of the night to tell us why do you fight. Why
do
any
of them
do
this?
Why do you even care? Why don't you
just anyone
go home and go to sleep?
We gave up. We gave up so many years ago. It's not even funny.
See, I can't.
We don't even laugh about it anymore. But that's one thing we figured out: to get what we really wanted, we had to give up. We had to quit wanting it so bad, and just give up. And then the next thing you know, we got it. Whatever it was.
Pornography is in the eye of the beholder.
Wow.
What is?
It sure
is.
And it's so hard to see that way. You need to back up, and then you can get a far better focus.
Yeah, if you look.
I want you to help that young lady off the floor.
What was on the floor?
Wasn't that Lisa?
Yeah.
Lisa? Yeah, she was on the floor. But
Lisa? I don't remember.
She's all right now.
She's okay, though.
Yeah, yeah, she's fine. It was just kind of a shock.
What you do to
be in the middle
Lisa,
of the song and then boom.
Do to
bam,
me.
There she is on the floor.
You know how it is on the show. It always
Hey, how much money are you guys going to pay to be on Negative Land next week?
About $4.
$4 each.
Yeah, that'll be it.
The thing is with that, the over-the-edge guys, you can't pay in American money. We had
to
get kroner. And then the next week he calls back and says, oh, no, and I need it in baht now.
British pounds.
And then he needed won the next week.
And the main thing is we can't all three pay in the same type. We have to play different kinds of currency.
He's really odd. It doesn't cost much, but...
But you got to remember that you should get that in Canadian, because that's like more, isn't it? That's more money now.
No, it's less.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use gold, because gold always works.
Yeah, and that means he'll be louder on the show.
Yeah, I'll be louder. I'll get to be a little bit louder, because I use gold and diamonds, hard currency.
A
little frankincense and myrrh.
For coffee, but why is the coffee start so early? Why are those people awake?
Because the show starts so early. Because
it takes a lot of coffee to get started early.
Yeah, and the show starts long before you hear it. The show's on 24 hours a day.
So the earlier you get started, the more coffee you have to take.
Yeah, we're on the show all the time. We just happen to plug in 2 hours here, 2 hours there.
Yeah, wherever we go.
Different shows.
It's just a different show.
Snakeskin belts with them when the market goes bad.
This show's on all kinds of radio stations all over the world.
No, you can dial any number to get here. That's the cool thing.
Whatever number you dial in your phone,
even
goes
if it's
right
your own number, you can dial your own number and then you're here.
I don't have a phone
it's
number.
Even,
I'm dialing from a trash can.
It's that's the cool thing about those modern trash cans. There's a lot of them now
there's
where
a
they
lot
say
of trash cans
that have newspapers in them.
And internet connections.
Wi-Fi trash cans.
They said that, you know, the other day I was buying a new refrigerator, and they said to me, you can order food off of the internet, and it will... And look, there's an internet connection on the front of this refrigerator.
If you have a 300 baud modem, it won't
so
even come
I'd have to like
cooked.
Boot
it
the
comes through
modem.
A wall at 300
And next thing I know, there
I
on
know
the internet is my refrigerator ordering its own food.
The window.
Yeah, but
off
the
internet.
But the downside
website.
Is when the truck that came to get me in the desert to pull me out,
it was in the internet.
It was a brand new truck. It's a 2008
right.
tow truck.
Right.
The guy gets out. He's Chuck, you know, a few feet from my car.
He says, I can't do this, right?
He can't do this.
Why not?
Because he
right
doesn't
union.
Have the remote for the beautiful
OnStar,
new winch that's on the front of the truck.
And wow. so he called OnStar.
So if he didn't have that old
Batman.
Style nylon parachute
he
strap that we hooked up, I would have been all for naught. I mean, a remote. Unbelievable.
So he had one of those winches that can't be operated manually, huh?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just like, so this little piece of plastic, you don't have it. The whole thing's, you know, this beautiful rig is useless.
Those were good computers.
And the remote was back in. Bovine, California.
So he pulled out his regular old
$20
nylon strap.
Old strap, and we hooked it to my trailer hitch and pulled me out like old farm truck.
And it took like what? Just a tiny
five
little
minutes,
effort,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Bam, there you were.
Right. Oh, it's my boss's truck. It's brand new. I never use it. It's like, I don't care.
I didn't know you could use sandpaper as a map in the desert.
I mean, it was just so sad that you had to get a remote for everything and lose it now.
I heard
that. Makes me hear violins.
That's what they used to try. That's how Helen Keller's fingers.
There you were. There it was.
There's no more junkyard either.
That's how Helen Keller's fingers got bloody because she's trying to read sandpaper.
Oh, I thought it was from playing the violin so much.
Yeah.
It's 417, which makes me think about 420.
Yeah.
There you were. There it was.
But look, Hal's thinking about it too.
He's already 420.
Hal's thinking about for what he's going to do once he gets that microphone cover out of his pants.
But I only have one match left.
You're going to need it in a minute because Hal's going to produce some gas and you need to, like, light that
okay,
gas.
Okay, light the match now.
Now.
Strike a lighter. Light a lantern. Something I have hold
he's
up.
On
he's on autopilot. He doesn't need any encouragement.
He just goes. And then they're rushing him to the mental hospital. A hospital on our mind.
Mental hospital. A mindless hospital.
Yeah, do you need to go to the mental hospital?
Yeah, do you need to go to
Isn't that where I'm calling right now?
Yeah, this is the hospital. What do you need?
In our minds.
How can we take care of you?
I could use some...
Stimulation?
peanut butter and jelly.
This is not a restaurant, sir. This is a hospital. Now, do you need a cast or something like that? Or maybe, like, you got a broken toe? We can wrap your toe in petroleum jelly.
We can do that.
Something like that. We'll give you a Band-Aid. Come here. We'll give you a Band-Aid.
Here's some liquid slack.
But that'll attract sharks.
Morphine would be...
Mighty morphine powers.
No, morphine, yeah.
We
don't have any morphine left.
Instead,
we used our
we can give
all.
You a ticket to X-Data. Then you'll be so happy when
you... I mean, why not? The morphine was just laying around there in the cabinet. Nobody was asking for it, so we just used it.
We don't use drugs.
I just drank it. It was green, and I just
and it was great. Man, it was great. It tasted
that was
like...
was absent.
Tasted like some
Left
kind of energy
drink.
Leftover
from Burning Man 5 years ago.
It didn't feel like an energy drink, but it tasted like one. It tasted kind of like...
You feel younger?
Tasted a little bit like antifreeze.
Oh, no. It's anti-time antifreeze.
Would somebody feed that baby?
Would
you feed the baby?
He drank so much of the anti-time antifreeze, he went back to about 6 months old.
I'll feed the baby myself.
Lady, that baby needs to be breastfed.
Right this minute, here and now.
I need to be breastfed.
So I wonder where our taxi driver is.
Right in line.
I'll feed baby.
Yeah, we got a taxi driver and another caller that calls himself Taxi Bob.
Taxi Bob, yep. He's confused, but it's okay.
But we have two callers to have taxi-related...
It'd be cool. It's cops, man.
...concepts behind them. Yeah, I mean, it's cops, but we don't care because we're looking out the window.
It's 420.
And it's 2018 over here.
Really,
the
where you are,
Messiah,
yeah.
What year one of the previous be? Generations
I
Messiah
still wait 2 more minutes.
Is looking at us through the camera lens.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's the thing. You're in one
Hello.
Of the other time zones of California.
Where he is. New generation's Messiah.
It's 419 where he is.
Will soon be.
Yeah, it is. It's 419 where I am.
In charge of your. And
Bubba's and Starbucks.
Yes. Yes.
Going
deep.
Mobile.
Deep within the pockets. We find the lint. We find the quarters. And the paperclips.
Trying to end the fashion.
What shall we do with them?
About all the
I think we
time.
Put the pep. So what happened? I mean, what happened after chapter 13?
The snake got away and threatened the whole city, and they sued Aunt Bertha.
They did?
Yeah, because of her responsibility.
It was the sting of death.
Yep,
and little Billy almost died, and Aunt Bertha had to hack his arm off.
Man, 20,000 people almost died. The snake would get bigger each time it chewed up something.
The thing I liked about Aunt Bertha is she was a real initiative taker. She didn't wait around. She grabbed Billy. She grabbed the butcher knife. She chopped his arm off.
Really?
You know?
That's probably
right. She couldn't take him to the hospital. She didn't have time to drive him to the hospital. She didn't even have a car. She lived out in the country. Where people have rattlesnakes in their barns and stuff. And kids that are full of Satan's sin. The stain of Satan. Ah, okay, now we're back down here in the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little bathing over here with this
Did
lady.
Did you say you were staying at Satan's?
Unaccustomed.
I'm going to do some bathing with this lady.
Oh!
You gotta be careful about those water demons, though.
Yeah,
really?
It's true.
Oh, I see.
Reaching
what you mean.
Up with slime encrusted arms.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to drop those batteries in.
Pull
there.
You down into a sightless darkness. 7 miles down in the Marianas Trench. The Tuscarora Deep.
See, that's where that's why
why do the fish have eyes down
that's
there?
That's where Steve Fawcett
see.
Really screwed up. Imagine how famous he'd be if he was lost at the bottom of Marianas Trench as opposed to a little ridge outside the minarets.
Is that where he was lost?
Yeah.
They found him there?
Well, he was kind of. Lots of bear activity, shall we say. Lots of bear activity. The trackers that went out there were surprised at how much bear track and bear scat there was. But yeah, he was out just a little. He was pooting around out by the minarets, just on the 395. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And
this is the guy that got eaten by the bear?
Well, his little body was. He probably smashed into the ground part near hard.
And there was blood.
And there was supposed to be Thunderhead. So the theory is maybe he was just kind of having a fun time with Thunderhead. End of story. But he was flying in? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Balloons?
It's a beautiful, very light stunt plane. African wood stunt plane. Really nice little plane thing. There's a guy in Monterey who makes one-man submarines that go 2,000 feet. And he made a two-man one for Fawcett, and Fawcett was theoretically going to go to the bottom of the Marianas Trench in it.
That's a lot farther than 2,000 feet. That's like 11,000 feet.
And the last, I would think the place to go, I mean, the shape would always be a sphere. You know, people been there once, and it was nasty. A week, 10 days in a little, you know, thing about the third of the size of this room.
Yeah, uh-huh. Wait in line.
Man. The guys that did it said they never wanted to do that again.
They went to the Marianas Trench.
And they were never lowering again. Stuff and splicing, lowering, splicing, lowering, splicing. Then they screwed up and they had to bring it back up, unsplice, fix something, lower, splice, lower,
what?
Splice.
How did they
what were
screw
they splicing?
Up?
The wire that they went down. I mean, nobody's got 7 miles of wire, so they had to keep splicing and making the sections mate. And they went down there and then they had to slowly bring it back up. Little guys. I mean, they were fine, but crazy. Crazy, weird stuff. And smelly, little, dark.
How long were they down there?
About 10 days.
When was this?
The 70s? Really? 60s? Late 60s, early 70s? Yeah, I remember the National Geo coverage. It was pretty cool. Babiscaf. Little round cannon.
Yeah.
And this is like a Batmobile. So I don't understand. I don't think it would get down there and take. Yeah. A circle is the only thing you can do there.
Well, if he said the one man was only rated to like 2,000 feet.
That's just, that thing's really made for just the lighted universe, not too deep. You know, it's a wonderful, weird.
So this must have
craft.
Been a special thing he was building for Fawcett. But
and it's now completed, sitting in Monterey, I guess. It's
some other
owned
rich
by
guy's going to have to buy it now.
Of Fawcett, yeah. Oh, I'd like to play in that thing. That'd be cool.
Man. What a way to go, though. If you crash, then may as well let the bears eat your body.
That's right. He would have appreciated it, I think, at some level. And they find suicides back there where he died. The Dead Man's Canyon's back there. Headless bodies from the 1800s.
What do they do? Jump off the minarets or something?
I don't know. Most of the time they don't find them. They find the car and a note, or the car and no note, and then they'll...
Car up there?
No. This is the other people go to that. It's beautiful and forlorn and sad, and they'll go out.
They leave their car and
they'll leave their car in the parking
lot,
and they just never come back. They go out somewhere.
They vanish away
because of Google Earth and everything. There's so many of us hiking every place.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Thanks, it's a show. That's what I was thinking about. It was so funny. Steve Fawcett, Amelia Earhart still can't find her. Steve Fawcett found him in a year. You know, it's like, dude, because we're Google Earth.
There's still only like 50%. Or less of the population has. No, it's like less than that. I'm going to look it up. There's the statistic for people that have internet access. It's smaller than you think.
Yeah. I was just thinking in terms of generalities. Yeah, the fact we can go see all this stuff has really changed. And four-wheel drive trucks has changed it in our lifetime too. You know, I was looking at... Yeah.
But you can't get far enough into the backcountry.
Which is probably most of the world,
truck.
Actually.
You have to get out and walk past the garbage, past the layer of human intrusion, and then see it open up to be what the entire area longs to be and can be. That's,
looking up the end of the world. Because you go to that website and it says, welcome back to the end of the world. And it shows you...
The ongoing?
How many minutes until the actual end of the world. What's the name of the one you signed up for?
That's yourdeath.com or something.
Hilarious.
I don't know. It told me my date of death, which I've since forgotten. And it had a big clock on the screen ticking down the seconds to my...
Well, it's nice to have that date. You know,
the computer predicts everything. You just give it the data, and it crunches the numbers. And here comes your actual date, your actual death.
We should put in the show, using the first show as the birthday. See, the music always soars when you say show. Because it's so beloved here in this part of the world. Okay, and then I put in this info about the birth of the show. And I guess we'll see... when the show will die. Although I won't tell you this show.
That's a curious and cryptic prophecy.
Chimera in vitro pH and temperature level.
Okay.
Outside optimal range.
We've got a little ship emergency.
We're just doing the... I'm running the show numbers.
Outside optimal range.
What?
Chimera working seat stopping.
Oh, yeah, I have a caller here. You remember what those are, callers?
Those are callers, yes.
Light.
These lights here, these are all callers.
Chimera stop light.
How much wideband?
Okay, I can kind of hear one caller who is way down in the bottom of the sound.
73 is the total number of everybody in the world? Oh, U.S. Okay. And that's like 4 years ago? Is that 2004? Because I'm sure it's changed in 4 years. Yeah. More pretty colors. That's what we care about in the future.
I don't give a darn about a greenback dollar.
Really? Yeah.
Spend it fast as I can.
And what's the only thing that you understand?
Well, a Waylon song and a good guitar.
A Waylon song and a good guitar, right.
Waylon Jimmy.
The Flowers Festival, they just...
Boyd Axton wrote that.
Just gave away Jimmy Cash's shoes.
Giving away his shoes.
Yeah, apparently he was imprisoned in the town where they hold the festival, and his daughter just played this year. She doesn't usually do that, but she showed up, and they talked about the shoe story. He kicked at the cell so hard he broke his toe, and he gave the shoes to another guy in the prison. And there's sort of like these, you know, bones of the saints that these Johnny Cash fans are passing around now. The special shoes. The shoes.
I wish I were hunting and gathering.
What would you hunt?
Snakes.
HL hunt.
Poisonous snakes.
I'd go out to Lake Furora.
If I were hunting and gathering, I wouldn't think they were evil.
Right, Mad Boy?
Sure.
All this brainwashing.
It's a live flag. It's a flag.
We're dealing with the stored eidolons of vanished creatures that roamed the earth millions of years ago. Philo Drummond is uncovering fossil after fossil to our general astonishment and delight.
I just read a great article about China's security apparatus and how they watch the web because some guys at a university, of course, just happened to think of some ways to trace backwards into what is it? Oh,
So they have like armies of guys that watch the internet.
Armies of guys and armies of words and armies of whatever.
Searchers.
What they said these two analysts were saying they're just at war with their own people, you know, just always trying to keep stuff out of the people trying to get in.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's the way it'll be here. It's already getting to be like that, but it'll be like that before long.
What? How can that be?
Because it's a world. It's a one world, man. It's all going to be the same.
How many worlds do we get?
We just get one.
I guess that's okay.
For now. Until we can, like, get on the pleasure saucers, and then we'll have another world.
Really?
At the end of this
destination. Well, that's true. Every religion promises you another world.
Do you believe in the possibility of parallel universes?
Sure. There's always a possibility of parallel universes.
Just when you say that, of course, there's another show.
Yeah. Always the possibility. Probability may be different. Occam's razor would lead you to believe that there really is different universes. I mean, what would be the point?
Show would lead you to believe too.
What would be the point, right? But then in our own internal vanity as humans, we have a tendency to overrate ourselves and probably assume that
we cool or what?
We're the only ones anywhere.
I'm the only one anywhere.
Although probability might suggest that, well, there's many, many, many high levels of civilization, given the content of the universe in terms of galactic clusters and so on. So, alternate universes, do I personally? Yeah, I kind of think that maybe. But maybe's one of those nebulous things that allows people that not to make firm opinions, correct?
Well, I guess we're in the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely in the Goldilocks zone.
Life is rare.
And life is rare, and maybe, but maybe we only think it's rare because of our incessantly myopic viewpoint.
Our human vanity.
Right. Well, probability does suggest that it's rare in some ways. When you compare that to the entire universe, it becomes very less rare, but the space is so large that what's the point? It's basically irrelevant for our purposes.
So far, the only planets they've discovered have all been Jupiter-sized and too close to their suns to support life.
And way too far away for anything, any type of communication it's just a pipe dream to think that there could ever be, spaceships that make.
I mean, we're not only in a good temperate zone and the right distance from the sun, but Jupiter also sweeps away all of our asteroids, and the moon stabilizes the Earth's orbit.
Right, it's pretty much a rocking, like the catbird seat or the...
Yeah, we'd be rocking back and forth if it weren't for the moon.
It still may happen.
Amazing, but who knows? But in the galactic sort of scheme of things, you know, we're just still
sort of
a little blink of an eye kind of a concept.
It's a little snigger, a little twitch.
Just a little like the universe, sniffing.
Like some atomic particle.
Yeah. We're not taking up a lot of the universe's space or time or consideration at this point.
Then again, each individual is a universe unto him or herself.
That's what they say.
Trillions of bacteria.
They say.
That's what they say.
Again. Man, yeah, every time I turn around, they're telling me something.
You got a few hundred thousand mites living in your eyebrow.
Eyebrow.
It's
got to
be a big brow.
And at night, do they whisper to you?
A rewarding existence here on Earth.
You mean on the show? Because the show is still on
Earth. Well, the show is still on Earth right now. Until
and
the pleasure is
the only real thing there is.
And then, of course.
See, even the caller gave up on the show.
Did the caller give up already?
Yeah, fell over.
The caller was adding a lot to the conversation.
Yeah, color.
That
atmosphere.
Sounded like Taxi Bob.
Yeah, it sounded like. But it was a fake version.
Some things you just can't fake. Boy, a whole evening spent with Pop's chocolate jopples wear you down. I don't see how we can possibly keep up with these frenzied bobby suckers whirling and twirling like dervishes as the jukebox pumps out the latest impudent popular music sensation.
There you go. Here on the Puzzling Evidence Show with Dr. Howe, I'm Philo Drummond.
And we're listening to the music of Rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
Time to reroute this one, according to Mr. Blackwell. Who just shuffled off.
He's just shuffling away.
It's like a little show out in the middle of nowhere. And you're listening. I bet everybody's seeping out. Nobody listens to the show. We're just like a little drifty dream.
Dumb a little dumb dumb.
And then we go meet with law enforcement and eat sugar and hard boil it.
When does that happen?
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like that
sugar
decades
eggs?
From now.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
35 yeah, minutes. Yeah. 25 minutes.
We'll almost
now.
Be dead by then.
They have AIDS.
We can't wait that long, probably.
You haven't lived until you've tasted AIDS Birmingham.
What's that?
Something
AIDS
like
Birmingham?
Birmingham, as in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, eggs Birmingham.
There's no vermin in the ham.
I thought you said AIDS Birmingham.
Eggs, spoken with the regional pronunciation eggs.
I thought he said it.
Time to clear the wax out of your ears and attend to the thousand natural sounds of the environment. Your auditory sensorium needs a spring cleaning.
It certainly does, and I'll thank you not to keep sticking your fingers in my ears like that.
But the wax has such a wonderful consistency, like honey or like some
it does.
Heavy...
doesn't
well, anyway,
smell like
see, eggs Birmingham don't use vermin in their ham. They use the finest ham from the south.
But you know, that's a good concept.
Genuine Hamus alabamus is sacrificed to make the fulsome hams used in eggs Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Oh,
it's a whole new taste. Yes, here on the show, we've done a taste test with Birmingham and have concluded that it's well worth the money they charge for it. Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, sure.
Birmingham from Birmingham.
Sure. But there's no more junkyard.
Gone. So what where did Mongoloid go?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did he take this junk to somewhere or place else?
Yeah, the junk all went away.
Who was owning? I mean, where was that?
A person is owning. And they said, go away.
Don't come back.
Don't come back.
What are they doing with it now? Do you know?
I don't know. That's the secret of the
landlord. Do people go stand out front and kind of just look at it forlornly?
Yeah. People like me go,
Well, so now you'll find some new place to go to.
Yeah. To fill your empty life.
Fill your empty life. Fill the empty hole in your life.
Yeah.
Like Michael Pepe's stomach after he vaulted his lunch.
Yeah.
His dinner.
That was the show.
After
of the year.
He threw his first dinner all over the house.
Yeah. As a gift.
As a gift for Dr. Howe to clean up before he left.
and so then, lies could Michael, appreciate life.
So lies could appreciate it. And then when the paramedics arrived, Michael Pepe could only say,
the truth.
I feel empty inside.
He only speaks the truth. That's why he's empty. Yep.
I feel empty and hungry.
They said, all your vitals are fine, sir.
I feel empty inside. I'm hungry for love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not love you're hungry for.
Some great shows are only for the people there.
There he was. I bet Dr. Howe, if he were here right now,
yeah,
he'd be able to say that Michael Pepe, when he actually saw him at the burrito place later, he was amazed.
Yes.
He was really...
The man's stamina at his pure gusto for life.
He really had to probably take... He had to throttle him with a stick, probably.
Well, just because he lives so hard and so fast.
You're talking about
compared
Michael
to the
Pepe.
Rest of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just does so much.
And that
much
work that he wanted to do,
yeah,
he couldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't have to do work, really. He just
work
he just sees and
like,
says the truth.
When he hears
the
word work, he just disappears.
Yeah.
It's like it makes him vanish. If you say the word work, it makes him vanish.
Like the disappearing sailors of the Philadelphia experiment.
So remember, the next time you're haunted in your sleep by the Michael Pepe monster, just put your hands over your ears and go, say, work, 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 and the monster will vanish into thin air. You'll be so glad, so
yep,
happy.
And you'll start thinking.
You'll start thinking. That's right. You'll start thinking. That's the important thing, is to start thinking.
Go.
Yes. Go. We're going.
Okay, we're waiting.
But we're
waiting
for the
thinking.
Money to get here so we can buy the donuts with the... With
well,
the
I was just waiting for them
with
to start
Berkeley's
thinking.
Because
I can read on this through the software.
We like to go to
shows
see
when they think.
Berkeley's Finest.
And
have
California's
their
Finest.
Have their breakfast. And California's Finest. Have their breakfast of sugar and corn syrup.
And dough. And corn syrup. And hard-boiled eggs and coffee. And you can get cornflakes, these little boxes
bacon.
Of cereal. Bacon.
You need like six
Does
rashers
he make bacon
of bacon.
Stuff?
You can eat a ton of bacon there.
I did that when I went up to the Last Point Arena thing. I bought 10 tons of rashers of bacon.
I did that once.
So
I
it was really
fun. Whole 10 tons.
There were a bunch of people there. So
I cooked 11 tons once.
11. Oh, man.
Because I just had to be more
you probably
than
live.
You.
I
just had to be
I
more
did.
Than you.
Yeah.
And when I ate the 10 rashers, you know, one time I did actually eat a whole pound of bacon in one sitting. I just cooked the whole thing up, drained it off, and then I just sat there and ate the whole thing. And it was so good and so decadent. And I was, the whole time I was saying to myself, it's so true. If it was, if we weren't, if why do pigs taste so good if we're not supposed to eat them? And it just made me want to eat ham. Made me want to eat Canadian bacon. It made me want to eat pork. It made me want to eat anything that had to do with a pig. Pig trotters. Pig entrails. Pig's feet. After they've been wandering around in a yard filled with their own feces. Imagine pickled pig's feet. Mm-mm, that's why they have to pickle them, is to get them clean. They use vinegar to clean them. I know, it tickles, doesn't it?
Alex?
Come down out of there.
Alex, okay.
Calm down. You're getting a little hysterical. It's not really that funny. It's a worn-out joke. See,
hey, Philo, you want to get those pickled pig's feet off of her?
It's frayed around
really
the edges.
Place smell.
Yeah, they are pretty stinky. Get off. You're supposed to take
your
feet off of
week.
The pig before
oh,
you
I
pick
see.
Them.
Yeah, feet off the table. Yeah.
Get your feet off the table. You take the feet off of the pig. If
it's
you shake
entire
them around,
complex
you make a good,
protocol.
Good
you do a little
sound.
Jig.
And
I don't make these
jig.
Rules. I just try to follow them. You have to do the second jig within 40
yes,
seconds.
This is the rules.
Yeah.
This is the rules that you will be held accountable to once you complete the assignment. And we've selected you because of your particular attributes. The criteria we need is represented so well. Oh, sorry. And yet, you will go through the training. We will give you the mental tools you need to do an excellent job. Stand up. Quit slouching. Put on your pants. Eat these vitamins. Now get down on your knees and pray. pray to Chamash. Pray to the gods of Molech, of Ishtar.
But why give them your allegiance?
Why not? We've got to start somewhere. We may as well start with the gods of ancient Mesopotamia.
But they were weaker than Jehovah.
Only for the first 2,000 or 3,000 years. Actually, it was that. It was really only about 1,000 years. Maybe less than 1,000. It was really only like maybe 370 years. Or maybe upwards of 800.
Ah, moot point.
But, yes, those ancient, hideous cults.
I just threw out something. I didn't realize I needed it.
Yeah, you gotta have that cult. Put it back in your pocket.
It's a printout.
It's a printout of the cult's data. You will need it. You're going to have to reference that later in the show, later in your own concept extension strategy. There you will insert that data, that self-same data that you have in your back pocket now, will be inserted at the appropriate juncture, whereby the concept can be further extended into two or more subdomains, each in its own superdomain. And as the various show hosts make their way back to the microphones.
Refreshed and rested and ready.
Rested and ready.
For the last exciting moments of the Puzzling Evidence program.
What? Tell that guy to quit yelling. We've got a show going on here. We don't need people yelling hey in the background.
Hey, just imagine...
This is the last 15 minutes of the show.
Last quadrant of the show.
And as such, it's one that we like to think of most fondly. Yes, this is the part of the show that when we come to it, we feel it. Yeah, we feel it all over. We feel it here and there, and we diddle it. We diddle it all the way for the next 5 minutes. And it just sits there and giggles on itself, falling all over itself, dripping, sleeping with its nostrils tightly affixed against the microphone. Yes. Who would have known that those tiny little anchors could reach out and hold on so tightly, so ever so tightly? Ah, yes. Holding on with their barb-like embouchures.
I wish they'd get off the lawn.
They're on the lawn. They're waiting because they've got... Oh, let's see. They've got
those
a little time
punks.
On their hands.
What's the point of...
A little time. See those little time pieces in their hands? Yes. And their concept has yet to be extended. You can see it's like an empty bag waiting.
Oh, yeah. That's really nice.
Waiting to be filled.
Waiting
to be fluffed out.
Did it just get 20 times bigger?
It's yes. They have to fluff it out with show additive. Show extender. Show expander.
Yeah, we used to use lots of show extender.
Show expander contains absolutely no, I repeat, no vitamin or nutritive content.
That's right.
Show expander
is
like the opposite of an MP3 file. It adds data
to
the mix.
Boy,
they're
falling all over themselves to report this amazing new piece of information. Just leaked now on the air by Dr. Philo Drummond. This incredible story is still unfolding.
It's still unfolding as we speak. And as the...
We're in the last quadrant.
Yes, and I'm afraid, Doug... That the weather has changed.
Well, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Is that the weather out there? Is that the weather I hear?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you
Where is the weather?
The weather is a fake. It's just a sound effect in here.
But when is the real rainy? Remember when we're going to do... When are we going to do our Mystic Dawn show?
Real?
The Mystic Dawn? Don't we have that? Or the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or is it the quiet storm?
We do that all the time.
The quiet dawn.
Yeah, the quiet storm, the quiet dawn, whatever, you know.
The mystic storm.
Whatever's
the
hip
quiet
that month,
earth.
We do. We're just as hipsters.
The mystic baboon.
Just water bags.
The quiet baboon.
Yep, walking around the planet until we drop dead.
Just bags of water.
We just spend 80 years moving stuff around.
That's right.
From here to there, that's it.
You just spend, you get old enough to where you know that you can pick something up and you just start moving things.
You move it over here and you start doing that. And
the grasping animal. That's what we do. We get up in the morning and we want to grasp
something. Stop grasping 9, 10 decades.
Why do we want to grasp? If it's a good thing we have hands. If you didn't have hands, you'd just want all day. You just want to grasp. You wouldn't actually be able to grasp.
Stop grasping that animal.
You could grasp a concept with your mind.
Okay, I see it.
But you can't grasp with your hands. That's the important thing. You can grasp an extended concept with your mind. You can take an extended concept, put some show expander into it, and fluff it up even larger. It gets to be where it's like the plastic balloons that you, as a child... Remember those straws that you would buy, and you would have a tube filled with plastic, and you'd blob the plastic on the end of the straw, and
yeah,
you would
blow
it up into a balloon that you could pinch off.
A little hard plastic
thing. A little hard plastic balloon that would last maybe like 10 minutes.
Until your friend got it.
But it was so cool because you could breathe those fumes, and if you breathed through the straw, you could really get a little kid-type buzz out of it. What's going on back there?
I'm just making.
Is that
some
something
models.
We should worry about?
No. Just sound effects.
Oh.
Look,
is that something
here,
Hal should
really
worry about? No, since he's not aware of what's going on behind.
Yeah, there's nothing Hal should worry about.
No.
Yeah, not one thing.
I don't think he should.
He's
worry
in the
about
arms
anymore.
Of Morpheus.
He's in the bosom of Morpheus now.
Yep.
He's lounging in the bosom. I didn't even know Morpheus had bosoms like that, and yet there he is, lounging betwixt them.
Holy cow!
All three of them.
That's hot.
Morpheus has three bosoms. What's the point? What's the middle one for?
I don't see any points.
Wasn't that a book that they demanded be taken from the elementary school library shelves?
Morpheus has
three
bosoms. Yeah.
Because it
right.
enraged evangelical conservatives.
That's right.
Sectors G and...
And it enraged left-wing extremists who thought it was just
the really sad part
of
Mr. Waverly was in charge
making
of that
fun.
Project.
Yes,
you know,
it
really
turned out that Mr. Waverly had a secret life which wouldn't bear examination.
Mr. Yeah, Waverly, you mean...
Strange fetishes were dragged out into
also,
the...
Also... Leo G. Carroll?
Leo G.
Carroll, they called him
yeah,
that
you
too.
Call
he had
him that.
A million aliases in his secret clandestine work for the United
Cosmo Network. Topper.
Yes, that was one of them.
He was also Cosmo Topper.
He was.
Remember
he was
that?
Center.
Yep.
Do you
that's
remember
how
who,
I always remember
law
him.
What was
Cosmo
Topper's
Topper
wife's
became
name?
Became the head of Uncle.
Do you remember her? Cosmo Topper's wife? Was that
Henrietta?
Spring Byington? It wasn't Spring Byington. It was
how
someone.
Awful. To be married by... to Spring Byington and to be tormented by ghosts. Not the most ideal.
Because Spring Byington had that kind of, sort of a upper crust Aunt Bertha
and
voice.
People thought that was just what movie audiences wanted to see, so they shoehorned her into all sorts of movies. If you've ever seen the original Werewolf of London with
yes.
Henry Hill, right in the middle of it,
Spring Byington
comes in and she's there for about 15 minutes and the movie
totally destroys
comes
the movie.
To a stop. Yes.
Yeah. But what was that show she was on, the TV show? The Spring Byington show. She had her own show
Springing
for
Eternal. In
Spring
the
Spring Byington.
Breast.
You should look up Spring Byington sometime.
In the spring, a fuller crimson comes upon the robin's breast. In the spring,
yeah.
the wanton lapwing gets himself another crest.
Uh-huh.
In the spring, the livelier iris changes on the burnished dove.
Yes, yes,
in the
yes,
spring,
yes.
a young man's fancy... lightly turns to thoughts of
yes.
love.
Ew. Thoughts of love? Ew.
What kind of sick bastard are you?
Sick.
Sick means good now.
Yeah, sick is good,
sick
man.
Is good,
hey, that's
yeah.
a sick... That was a sick poem, man.
Gloria Mundi.
That was yeah. a really sick poem.
No, we don't do shows on Monday here. We do them in... I think it's Des Moines on Monday.
In her cheek.
Yeah, you should know better than that by now.
Well, I understand after years of doing this, it's become like a blurry fix, you know, trying to figure out
what
city
we're
in. What
not to do, what to say, what city we're in tonight. It's like... Hello, San Francisco.
Is that where we are? Yeah.
Hello,
me, cousin.
Boise.
All the fullness of my
we're not in Boise.
Sets to thee.
We're in Mantooth.
On her pallid cheek and forehead came color and a light.
We're in those
as I have seen
secondary and tertiary markets.
Red,
we're not good enough for primary market coverage.
Night.
We've got to go into those outer extremities.
Shaken with a sudden storm.
And there we find those creaky crevices.
Swiftly dawning.
In which to deposit. The leftover show extender.
Saying, I have hit
the show concept extender.
Fearing they would do me wrong.
Because it's
saying,
like a fount of
dost thou
effervescence.
Love me, cousin?
Constantly.
I have loved thee.
Foaming out.
Love took up the glass of time and turned it in his glowing hands. Every moment, lightly shaken, ran itself in golden sands. Love took up the harp of life and smote the strings with all his might. Smote the chord of self,
trembling,
passed in music out of sight.
Aunt Bertha will be returning someday soon at your favorite television site on YouTube. Please visit Puzzling Evidence TV for your latest Aunt Bertha episode.
If you would like a picture of me in the nude, write to Aunt Bertha, Dial a Story, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I got the chains of David.
Good.
I don't think it's 93.
Now.
I think it is 96.
Goodbye.
Makes more sense.
You'll have to change the date.
Aunt Bertha will be missing
it's
in action.
Aunt Bertha.
Timmy and Billy stole an atomic submarine when they should have been in church learning about Jesus.
And in the sin of Satan.
This is real neat, but I hope Aunt Bertha doesn't find out. Oh, forget about that old bag.
I got these.
Let's have some fun for a change.
I got these magazines out of my dad's bottom drawer, Timmy. You're gonna really like them.
Holy smoke, those are really something.
Yeah. Look, here's a picture of your Aunt Bertha when she was young.
Oh, no!
So Billy and Timmy continued to sin for weeks and weeks.
Billy, Timmy, what on earth?
Oh, no. Is that Satan?
I told you, Timmy. Evil influence. You know, he goes about...
I told you Satan would come to visit you.
...this world like a lion, seeking whom he would devour. And it looks like he's got his jaws set on you, Timmy.
Only the righteous blood of the Lamb can save you, Timmy. Timmy, come swimming with us.
I hope you like this story, boys and girls.
Yes, Timmy went swimming and contracted
Children,
polio.
Don't swim in that quarry. There are toxic slugs there that will drain your bodily fluids.
Oh, that old lady don't know what she's talking about. Come on, Flash. Last one in is a scaredy cat.
I warned you, children.
Wait, kids,
those
don't.
Slugs.
Here we go!
No, no.
Let's jump together!
Oh, you know what?